I'm sorry, the end of chapter 6. You have a Bible, no? You gotta listen. Matthew chapter 6. Verse 25. Therefore I say to you, Jesus speaks to disciples, not the crowd. Jesus speaks to disciples. Therefore I say to you, or Alex,
I'm not disciple.
Daniel. Do not worry about your life. What you will eat, or wait, or what you will drink, or where you will live. Nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. For they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Question. Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So, why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Verse 31. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For after all these things, the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. I feel like we need to get back to basics about believing God that everything is going to be all right. Because every day we touch that. Financial situations, all kinds of issues of life. Jesus speaks here very clearly. Worry about the kingdom. Don't worry about the material world. And the kingdom in another place, it says righteousness, peace, and joy inside. You remember that place where Apostle Paul says the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. And Jesus said in another place in Luke 11, kingdom of God is in you. So when he says here, do not worry about this, about this, about this, about, and then he says, seek first. So that means what your thoughts supposed to be, not about where I will live, how I will do this, how can I manage this, how will I get this, how can I get healed, how can I get blessed, how can I get this. No, your thoughts focused on what? Seek first the kingdom of God, righteousness, peace, and joy inside, inward condition. If I'm focused on inward condition and I do my best to stay in peace, to stay in joy, to stay in purity, then everything else will work out. You see the secret over here. Gentiles, so those people who do not know living God, they seek after material world. And they constantly worry, how can I, you know, sell this? How can I get money for this? How can I do? And God says, listen, look at the birds. Look at them. Look at them. He says, every bird of the year, I take care of them. I feed them. And actually, that's logical for me. God created them, so He's taking care of them. So we don't need to feed doves on the street. God will find them for you. So now, He says, if birds, much, much, much less value than you, don't you think I'm thinking about you? Of course I think about you. But when you worry inside, that's when the problem is happening. That's when God cannot bless, because you worry inside. Because you kind of, you're limiting God. By your negative atmosphere inside, you bringing negativity, and it stops God's hand to bless you. Do you see the wisdom of God? So God says, take care of the inside, that it would not stop my blessings to you. Think about not all the situation. Yeah, you do what you're supposed to do. Do the best way you can do. But don't worry about it. Worry about what's inside. Righteousness, peace, joy. If everything is fine with that, then your energy will flow with the Holy Spirit. You can accomplish everything you need to accomplish. When you're in peace, you can create. When you worry, you can't create, right? No artist can create in the worry. That's why they use drugs, to stop worrying. Maybe you can tell us more about it. But I know that when I heard from one musician, he says, when I feel worrying, he says, I cannot write nothing. Because I'm not there. I'm
distracted.
I'm distracted too much. It's like we cannot function when we do not have righteousness, peace, and joy.
Yeah, I experienced that lately. I had such a, like, when I wasn't in it, it feels fine, but as soon as I'm not in a righteous position, after it's finished, I was so anxious, like anxiety was so strong that it was like catching up with my heart, with all my being. And I try to stop. It does not work. It's so strong. It doesn't stop. So that's why I understand why people start to take medication. Mm-hmm. When anxiety becomes so strong, that you can't even control it on your own anymore.
For example, somebody gives you an opportunity to make money, but in a little tricky way, a little not true way, a little wickedness.
Dishonest
way. Now, majority of people think, I need money. So, well, nobody will really get hurt, it's just a real tricky way, so I will get there. That's how Gentiles think. Now, you can get something in the physical world, but if it's a little tricky, you lose your peace inside. And then this money will bring you even worse.
You can't even enjoy it then.
You cannot live at all. You cannot live as a being. We are created to live with peace, joy, like relaxed, like that's how we can function. But when we are getting something physical into our mind and reach it by any means, worry about it, and we lose that peace, then we lose life. And life is much, much more important than all the aspects of life. So what is important? When we come to a situation when we need some physical answers, healings, help, physical, like in material world. Jesus gives us advice. What do you need to do when you face a problem? He says, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you shall drink, nor your body. So, first command from God, don't you worry. But it's such a situation, it's such a... You can control your thought life. You can take your your thoughts into your fist. And you can say, no, I do not worry about it, period. I will not think about it. I will not think negative things. No, I will not worry about everything is going to be all right. You control your thoughts. That's the first suggestion that Jesus said. You don't worry. This is in us. We have ability to control our thoughts. So we should practice that. Don't allow negative things, okay? Negative thoughts. Now, next thing he suggests, look at the birds. Now, we usually do not take it literally, but take it literally. Find the bird on the street and look at it. Okay? Homework. Find a bird in the internet.
And bring it next time.
No, don't bring a dead bird. And just look at it, because that's commandment of Jesus. Look, no, at the birds, multiple, huh? So, look at the birds of the ear. That's a little hard. Even where can I find birds? Well, you can take online maybe some YouTube birds and then watch the video. Now, why Jesus tells us that? That we would get this picture, that these little creatures that are not even compared with the value that I have as a person. Every bird has been taken care of. In the whole planet, God knows each bird, not by name maybe, but He takes care of all of them. Unbelievable. Just think about it, how I am much more valuable. It says, are you not of more value than they? And then when you see the picture that God is taking care of all the birds, of course I'm not a bird. I am bigger than a bird. I'm more valuable than a bird. If God takes care of these birds, come on. It's easy to believe that God will take care of us. When we meditate on the picture that God is taking care of the birds. Now, once I question, why birds? Why not animals? Why Jesus said, look at the birds? Why He never said,
worms, for example. Like, bacteria.
look at the lions, or look at the, look at the dogs. Why birds? What do you think? Why birds?
Not fans, dog lovers, cat lovers.
But still dogs and cats need to be taken care of, but
nobody
takes care of birds.
Yeah. Well, I make my suggestion.
Yeah.
Why? It's because number of birds, a little bit bigger, maybe at that time especially in Israel. The number of birds usually are bigger than number of other animals. Well, in the former Soviet Union, it's obvious. Like, you have doves and... I forgot the English word for the little bird that we have in the former Soviet Union.
The paroquets?
No.
The gray bird. Small gray
bird. Small gray bird that is all over the city.
Pigeon
is a big one. So we have more birds in the city than all the other animals, right? It's like comparing with number. Probably there are more birds in the planet than other animals. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, but it doesn't. But the point is, there are numerous amounts. They're numerous. That's why Jesus spoke about some kind of animal that are numerous. That are many of them. Unbelievable now, like millions of birds.
You look on the sky, you always will see some birds. And if you look around, you not always see some animals. Maybe that's why it seems more.
Maybe. So the point is, there are so many of them. And we need to get this picture. God is thinking about each bird. What it will eat for breakfast, what it will eat for dinner, what it will eat for supper. Unbelievable. Now, how much more God wants to take care of us? Now, next thing that Jesus suggested. Then he said, why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field. So then he says, look at the lilies. So look at the flowers. How they grow. They do nothing. Yet, I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field. Now, this is also the picture that we need to believe. That God is clothing the flowers. It's not just by coincidence they get all this beauty. It's intentional work of the Creator to dress the flower. So Jesus says that it takes God's attention to create another flower. It's not without God's attention. It's not like, okay, I just created seeds, okay, I'm out of it. No, it's like he's part of creation. He's creating it. And he's thinking about each flower that grows. Of course he thinks about how I will look. Of course he wants to give us beautiful clothes that we would need nothing. That's his love. That's his nature. He created everything beautiful. Of course he will take care of you, that you would be beautiful. So again, he says, meditate on the flowers. Think about it. Next advice that Jesus gives. Next one was rebuke, actually. He said, will he not much more clothe you? And then, oh, you of little faith. So he was rebuking disciples. So if we feel that we worry about something, we can rebuke ourselves. Yuri, where's your faith? We can rebuke ourselves, or God will rebuke us. When you start praying, oh God, help me, and then you hear in the spirit, where's your faith? So his rebuke, where is your faith? So that means that we do not need to receive faith from God. Faith is already inside. I'm not sure if you can see. It's like the gift of faith has been given to us. We can believe, we have inside potential to believe for everything that we need to accomplish. It's inside of us. This ability to believe for great things, awesome things. We don't need to ask God, give me faith, give me faith, give me faith. Jesus said, oh, you of little faith. It's like he's rebuking. That means we have it, but we don't use it. So when we don't use it, he is like, have faith, come on, you have it. So we should stop ourselves when we worry about something. When we, you know, start negative, you know, how can I manage this? How can I pay this bill? These worries are coming. We can rebuke ourselves and say, Yuri, believe God, he is big. He's taking care of each bird. He's clothing every flower of the world. Wow. Of course he'll take care of me. So I force myself to believe. We need to force ourselves. We need to take our mind into like a fist and force ourselves to believe God. Next advice that Jesus says. He says, do not worry. Again, he repeats himself. What shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For after all these things, the Gentiles seek. Now, he says tremendous thing. Your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Now, this statement, we need to meditate. My Father knows my need. My Father knows my need. My Father knows what I go through. My Father knows how hard it is. My Father knows how sick I am, or how miserable I am, or how difficult it is, or how desperate I am. My Father knows. It's like why Jesus speaks that we would get this image that Heavenly Father sees and knows. Now, when you meditate it, when you think about it like over and over, my father knows. He has all the knowledge of all information, like everything that is going on in my life. It makes me relaxed that my Heavenly Father is in control. If I cannot control the situation, of course I cannot control, because there's so many different things that I just cannot hold everything. He knows. He controls everything. Even if right now it seems like, what should I do tomorrow? I don't know. How will I survive? If I think, my Father knows. Hallelujah. He sees. He's in control. And just by repeating this idea, by meditating, my Heavenly Father knows what I go through. He knows that that guy didn't show up, didn't do what he promised. He knows that, he knows that. Thank you, Father. You're in absolute control. And when you meditate upon it, you relax again. You get your kingdom back. Righteousness, peace, and joy. Whatever. Hello. So, we need to meditate. My Heavenly Father knows everything what I go through. When you repeat it many times during a day, you will feel it changes. It changes your prayer life. You don't need to, oh God, I have such a... No, you know God knows everything. So you don't need to pray like Gentiles do. And then the last advice. Jesus says, seek first kingdom of God and His righteousness. So think, meditate about your inward condition. That's what needs you to be concerned about. If inside there is a little worry, discomfort, negativity, disbelief, this is the red light. Wow, I have to do something. I need to change it. I need to pray as quick as I can, close myself somewhere in the toilet, or if I cannot pray, you know, people are around me, I can go to the bathroom, or I can go to the car, or I can go just get along with yourself, with God, and deal with that situation. So that is the thing we need to be concerned about. If there's no peace, there's no future, no results, no progress. If no joy, no righteousness, that's it. You are going down. You can worry about the whole, you know, life even more and more. You can work even more hours. But as long as you do not have peace, righteousness, joy, it will get worse and worse and worse and worse. That's the whole, like, point of the spiritual world. Before everything else, I need to get my picture that God is for me. I believe in Him. He's taking care of everything. He's in control. He loves me. He adores me. I'm in the palm of His hand. I'm the apple of His eye. He's my Father. He knows what I go through. I relax in His presence. I do what I'm supposed to do on my side, but everything else that I cannot control, He's taking absolute control. So when I'm relaxed, when I'm confident in God, then I stand up. And then I do what I'm supposed to do. And then results come. But when I lose that condition, I lose everything.
Yeah.
Your comments about it. Well, what would you say about it? Maybe your experience, maybe your comments.
Helps a lot to focus. I just felt the Holy Spirit. Same Spirit. And I felt in the spirit when I was worshiping that we have to give God all attention, all focus. And you know, He's focusing on us. We are main target in God's eyes. So like we are His brand. For example, Toyota has a cars, and they know one. So what? Toyota, for example, or Ford has a brand. And then I want, you know what's going on with Toyota right now, right? The student, the son of the founder of Toyota came here to apologize before President Obama about accidents, what happened with Toyota. Because they really, it's important for them, brand. and we are God's brand, and He wants us to be the first. And He will do everything. Actually, He did everything. He sent His Son maximum. He did maximum to improve our life, so we will live without the sin, and we will be happy, and we will be like everything. We would have everything in life to live full of joy and happiness life. I think God did the perfect job, and we're His friend. That's what I think. It's really good. We have to focus on God right now, 100%. All attention, all what we do, we have to look as Jesus looked from Jesus' point of view. How would Jesus do in this situation, that situation? How He would act? How He would speak to somebody? And like really be focused on the life, so we will do right choices, and we will be successful in life. We will be happy. We will be without the sin. Because when we kind of, I see in my life, when I hesitate in something, like should I do, should I do this or that, I'm not focused. Mm-hmm. Then I do wrong choices, and then I like devil. It's easy for devil to catch you, take you away. Yeah, when you're sure, you have to be focused all the time. Focus, because God are focused. It says that we are apple is of His eye, and He focused on us. And as soon as we're gonna do first step, He's gonna do 10 steps towards us. It's really important.
Like this week, I had such an experience. Last week, actually. I was. You know, constantly, every day, where should I go to work? Like, I travel a lot. So I have a choice. I can pray 10, 15 minutes, and then pray on the way because I drive a lot. And try to, you know, find customers here and there, and as long as I travel, you can find more customers. Or, like this week especially, I chose another way. I dedicate to God a good amount of time, so I dedicated 2 hours every day. I don't drive anywhere, I don't run for customers, I just dedicate to God. I work on righteousness, peace and joy, on the kingdom. Then, when I spend more time with God, I feel the direction, where should I go, more clearly. So I went to that place, and I found more customers there than if I run like crazy for 4 days. It's like when you close to God, when you're focused on God, Holy Spirit can lead you because you function in a good way with righteousness, peace, and joy. You can accomplish 10 times more than if you do not dedicate your time to God and you run. And you worry about everything, and you try to figure everything out by your mind. No, dedicate a high quality time to God, and then with this peace inside, your mind operates 5 times better. With the joy inside, you have much more energy in the body. Joyful people have more energy in the body. You know, it's scientifically proven. With purity, you have protection of God, so you can function much more effectively with this kingdom itself. But you need to spend time with God to develop that righteousness, peace and joy every day.
As soon as you lose that inside, for me, I cannot function. Like I am dysfunctional. You know, for me, before I was in depression, and when I come to God, like God was bringing me up, you know, healing me. When I lose this connection again, so 10 times more comes on me again, the dark thoughts, that I don't see the future, everything is become blurry, I cannot do practice, I cannot go on acting, I cannot do anything, like my body become tired and paralyzed and conscious about everything.
Because now you became a target for the devil. Devil doesn't want you to go up in God's kingdom, because he knows your potential, how tremendous influence you can accomplish, you know, by God's music, by God's songs.
So now as soon as we come out of God's presence, our devil just, that's his dream, to tear us apart.
Tear apart.
Yeah. Katya, do you want to say something?
Yeah, just figured it out a few days ago. What he said. I just remember that everything we have is from God, so he can give you something or he can take it away. It's his will.
Say it again.
He can give you something or he can take it away because it's his will, because everything we have is from God, so it belongs to him, not to us. That's what I think.
He doesn't want to take away from you anything, he wants to give you. But when we don't listen to him and don't focus, we cannot see his presence. It's like a shield in front of your eyes, covers up your eyes, and you start to lose that that way, what you saw before. But he wants to give you everything all the time.
Well, but maybe she meant something that, you know, like if I give a knife to a baby, proved that he cannot operate with it, and I'll take it away from him.
Yeah, that's if you don't know how to use it.
So sometimes God is blessing us, but then we are not passing the test, and then we lose it. And then, but God will give it again.
When we will be ready.
When we will be ready.
Now we are not ready. We are not ready. And we have to realize that when we are ready, when the time,
you
because
have
there's a time for everything.
That's right.
Like King Solomon said, time,
everything has its proper
time. Yeah. Time to collect stones and time to throw the stones.
That's right. That's
and
right.
So
time to
many,
cry, time to laugh.
Yeah, right. And we have to accept it. Otherwise, will be frustration always.
That's
because
right.
We want to do everything our own way. And we forget that there are many problems solving his own steps, and this is not so easy. And we have to think about the steps and think also how we go on by these steps with God's help. There is many frustrations we create by ourselves, because we want it
my
way, right now, my way.
That's
and right. Also because we sometimes the peer pressure, we want to prove somebody something.
That's right.
We,
that's
not
right.
We are not thinking of a right way or God's way. We're thinking in a world's way, how it will be looks from the point of Tatiana, for example, or God. How she will look on my behavior or on my achievements, and if I think this way, and I will feel very bad because from Tanya's point of view, my achievements very low. Yeah, but if I think about God's point of view, I know He is the Father. He knows me better than Tatiana, and He will. Help me instead of judging me.
That's right, that's
the people usually judge each other for different reasons. One of the reasons is to try to help them, and another reason to try to elevate themselves.
That's right,
you
that's
know,
right.
Because if somebody bad, so I'm not so bad, I feel better. We can, if you do this, you will always be in a competition and in frustrations.
Yeah. We That's cannot right. compare each other to no one.
Yeah, because yeah, it's only one true and real and healthy point. It's when we look at God and we try to do everything, try to understand His plan about us. And only this way we can achieve peace, not frustration.
But we need to be ready that not every answer we can find. Sometimes we pray for something and it never comes to pass. Sometimes we want something and it never comes to pass. But we cannot figure everything out. So we should relax in that God controls everything. All His answers we will know in heaven.
Yeah, the most important.
Some of the answers we will never understand on earth. Why He never gave me a helicopter. I prayed for it so much. Why He never gave it?
You're
to
not
me?
Ready for this. It's not in God's.
It's not
plan.
In God's plan.
Or
why God never wants to heal me right now? Like we cannot find all the answers, and that's not our task to find all the answers.
No,
our task is to trust God. Trust God. He's in control. He knows everything. Now, the last thing that Jesus also said to help us not to worry, He said, "What's the point of your worry?" He said, "Who of you by worrying can do something? Who of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature or accomplish anything?" So worries do not produce any positive things. It's like a work that you do for hours and hours. You think, you sit and you worry and you think and you worry and you, and then it produces nothing but negative stuff.
And then we use it as an excuse. You know, yesterday I was so worried about this problem.
And
so worried.
This happened.
Yeah, and I was so busy because I was so worried. Yeah. And then people even start to compete who worries more.
That's
who worries is more, you know, hard. Who's making
right.
This worry make them sick. I had two heart attacks and I had three heart attacks. You know, it's like achievement. And this is a sick way.
That's right. That's
and,
right.
And but people usually say this and usually think about this. And sometimes because they look for pity, you know, they look for understanding.
Compassion.
Yeah. It's, sympathy. It's understanding. But their way to take energy.
Absolutely.
And this energy they take from you. You give them compassion, and it's so never enough. They will stuck to you and tell about all the problems, and you become the, I don't know, maybe a doctor who cannot help because they don't want to help themselves.
That's right.
So they will take your energy for nothing.
Now, what needs to be done to change the situation is never worry, but words. So when we experience a difficult situation, it's not even just prayer, because prayer, people understand so many different things in prayer. That's why I say we need to speak. When problem comes against us, we don't need to just pray like, "God help me," because God says, "I gave you already all the tools. I gave you the Spirit, I gave you authority, I gave you Jesus. I have given you everything that you need for life. So all the energy, all the power has been given to you." Now, Jesus said, don't even ask about the material world. Ask me about the kingdom of God in you, about the purity, love, and joy. Work with me on this. Like, ask me to help you to develop kingdom in you. But when you develop kingdom, you can operate in the physical world by the kingdom. It's like we can speak the words into the situations and they will come to pass because we are filled with the Spirit, with authority. So it's like, it's funny, when I visited this Kabbalah center yesterday, people are so focused on the energy. They forgot about God, which is energy. And I talked to one guy, and he says about Christianity. He knew I'm a Christian. He invited me, actually. And so he says, "Now you see the difference. When I go to your church," he never been in our church, but he says, "when I go to your church, you'll teach me, ask God, beg him that he would help you. But here, we know the rules, we know the methods, we know the formulas, how to
tune to the energy and then use that energy to create something. Now, in his mind, Christians are begging God, begging God, begging God. And for many, many centuries, in Orthodox Church, in Catholic churches, maybe we have seen those examples, that people are begging, begging, God, help me, give me, give me. But Jesus says here, don't even think about the material world. Don't even worry. Don't even ask me what all Gentiles do. So, in biblical perspective, you will not find even one prayer about finances. In the whole New Testament, you will not find even one prayer for the house. You will not find even one prayer for the car, for the clothes. You will not find even one prayer for anything material. Such a misunderstanding in people's mind. They think we come here and we beg God for everything. And then he says, and then you lay down and you wait, well, God will answer you. I say, who told you about a Christian church like that? So, if we look at what Apostle Paul is teaching us how to pray, he says, I pray that your eyes would be opened. So we should pray that our eyes would be opened, that we would see the glorious inheritance that he prepared for us. How great is his power in us. Things of the insight of the kingdom. That's what we need to pray about. But everything else, Jesus says, if you seek the kingdom, everything else will be added. So don't even ask me. You can get it when you have a kingdom. And how you can get it? Jesus said, whatever you speak will come to pass. Speak to that mountain. And whatever you say will come to pass. So that's the way we go through life. We face the situation. We ask God for inward. Open my eyes. Help me to see your plan. What should I do? Go left or right? Give me understanding. And then when I see the picture, where should I go? What should I do? Then I go and release by words. I release into the physical world whatever needs to be released. For example, documents. In Katya's case, for example, you pray for the documents. You should not pray, God, give me the documents, God, give me.
I don't pray like that.
For example, no, I'm not saying that you pray this way. But in general, many people, like, they come to the country and they beg God for the documents, for the, you know. The whole point, we should ask God, God, if this is your will that I stay in this country, yes. They got this assurance. That means God already prepared the victory. And then I speak it out. I release. I say, I'm registered in the country. Praise you, God, for that. I have the citizenship. I have victory. I have a good job. I have a good husband. I have this. I thank you, Father, that you are taking care of this, of this, of this. We are not begging God for something. We are releasing by faith everything. Because if God didn't spare Jesus and gave him for us, of course he gives us everything else for our happiness. But we need just to get this picture that everything has been given to us through Jesus. I just need to believe it and thank God for it, and in its proper time it will come to pass. I will be in the right time, in the right place, I will meet right people, everything will come together, everything will be perfect, everything will be alright. But when I doubt it, when I confused, oh, when I worry, how is that going to happen in the physical world? How will this? And then, God, help me, help me. God says, I already did everything. What are you asking me? And then, of course, we have like this confusion, like not answered prayers. Or we ask God, help me to fight with the devil. Like, I gave you all authority. Come on, just resist him. Or when we ask God to do things that he wants us to do, then he's silent. Many times people ask God to do something that he wants us to do. Or they ask him for something that he has already done. Then it's a waste of time. These prayers are a waste of time. And many people in Orthodox Church, they pray like that. They beg God to do something that he has. Oh God, heal me, heal me, heal me, heal me. I said, Jesus, I already died for him. I already took all his sicknesses away. I opened the door of his prison of sickness. He just needs to come out How? By believing that, by faith, by words, speaking out, I'm getting better every day. I'm getting stronger every day. By words, we create. So God expects us not to worry, but to speak words of faith. When even I feel down, like so many times I tested it, when I feel like something is, like some situation is pressing on me, I do not pray about the situation. Well, I pray like, God, give me understanding what needs to be done. Like, but if I have understanding and it still pressures on me, I speak. I say, I'm not a victim, I'm a victor. I'm above this situation. I command these thoughts to go away. I speak into my future. This is gonna be like this, 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 and this, because God is taking care of me. If God takes care of these birds, God is taking care of me. I know we're gonna have a beautiful house soon. I know we're gonna have this, we're gonna have that, because God is loves us and He's taking care of me. We're gonna have this. I speak. And when you speak, you create. When you speak, you create. When you speak about your future in the movie industry, in the singing industry, in the career, in the family life, you speak about your future husband, you speak about your future relationship with the, you know, whatever, with your children, you speak it out, speak. So not worrying, but speaking out positive things. Then it changes the situation. It changes our mood, it brings us with a smile, peace, shalom. When we turn our mind into this positive, when we focus on positive, we stop worrying, we start smiling again, we start believing God again. Like my determination, if I'm worrying, I check myself. If I'm not smiling, that means I'm worrying. That's mine. Everybody has to find his own way, but I found my way. If I'm not smiling, that means something is wrong. And I immediately check my spirit. What's wrong? What am I afraid of? And I pray in tongues. And then these dirty things, I feel it, like it destroys my mood. It's just because of this. Then I try to find it, what the Word of God says about it. But God is taking care of it. Hallelujah. And I speak the words. God is taking care of this. I'm not worrying about it. I destroy these negative thoughts. I proclaim into this situation, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, absolute victory, absolute breakthrough. And for 5-10 minutes, I speak these words, and I look at the mirror, oh, Yuri, hello, you smile again. Now you can continue to live, because you are in a normal situation, in normal condition, in the kingdom of God. But when you look at yourself and you're sad, then immediately, God, what's wrong? Where did I miss it? Give me understanding, give me idea. Where devil had the success? Theo, are you getting me?
Yes.
You need to smile all the time. Believe God for the great things. All the time. Like Koli is always smiling, if you notice that.
There's a different expression for everyone. There's more individual. For you, it's smile. For
yes.
Somebody else,
but still,
looking on. Around or jumping or,
but still,
or sleeping.
When we are joyful, we really cannot hide it. When we believe God for great things, we cannot really hide it. I'm not saying, you know, laugh all the time.
Yeah.
But still, we need to double check that inner joy. If we don't have it, something is wrong inside. And that is what we need to worry about. Immediately get your Bible. Immediately pray. Immediately call me, Tanya, somebody, but get your peace inside. Never make any decisions without that peace. Never make any choice without that peace. Never do another major step in life without that inward leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Got it. Everything is on. Smile. Hallelujah.
Yeah, it's hard to believe when you say you have to speak, you have to proclaim, you have to say the words. When you speak, loudly or not loud anyway. It's hard to, in the same time, disbelieve in what you speak. It's like what I'm speaking, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, it's simultaneous, I'm thinking, no, I'm not really believing what I'm speaking. This is a funny situation. It could be for a few moments, but then when you speak
it's
more,
still, yeah.
It changes your, even your back mind.
And
now
right.
Your back mind says, yes, I agree, I'm believing it. And then you change your
very important
yourself.
Yes, absolutely. Very good. Very good. Very well put.
Yeah, it was very old scientific way. Yeah, I remember in the Soviet Union it was very popular psychologist Vladimir Levy. And he created this autogenная тренировка, как это сказать, аутогенная тренинг.
Yeah.
Yeah, in which was based on repetition of proclaiming without God. Without God. But people, he wants to teach people how to tune, to be tuned on a positive.
It was a cure from stress. People get stressed, so every doctor they said to try this.
And it works.
Yeah.
Because that's how we create it. When we speak it many times, then it gets inside. So what we need to speak all the time is thoughts based on the Word of God. We're not just speaking it because somebody said God said that. If God said that, that is the truth.
If Jesus Christ said all things are possible to those who believe.
It's suggested
right.
By Bible and by praying, by teaching how to pray, and
yes.
It's suggested scientifically also.
Yeah.
So this is a perfect, you know, combination. We can.
Hallelujah! So let's practice. Let's speak.